This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, we're heading into the Independence Day. Well, I can't, you know, if we're getting so close in June, I'm already looking forward to Independence Day, Jonathan, because my favorite of all the holidays, because it has real meaning to me, it has real meaning to you. It's more than just fireworks and barbecues, and we've got some things to talk about between now and then. But man, oh man, the destruction of liberty is on. Hillary Clinton is ready to take on the Democratic mantle. They're trying to attack and destroy Trump for saying things that, well, I guess politicians are not allowed to say. I almost don't know where to begin, but I just don't want a GMO as president, and I think Hillary is a genetically modified organism at this point.
She definitely is, Robert. She's a genetically modified organism with an unbelievable penchant to tell lies.
Yeah, I think so. She's been genetically engineered to do that, and with a straight face. I think that's sort of a sociopath at that point. And you know, a lot of parents right now, their number one issue, because there's so many children, 100,000 children a year now being diagnosed with autism. We're learning more and more about the corruption, the fraud at CDC, claiming that the MMR shot is not related to autism when in fact it is. And a lot of parents are saying, you know what, my number one issue is that I want a president that will not, on a federal level, push vaccine mandates. And we know that would not be Hillary Clinton. She would absolutely. She's in for Big Pharma. She is the pharmaceutical candidate.
Well, unlike any other area of legitimate science, the area of vaccination has been one that has, from the very beginning, been driven by a political bias in favor of forcing people against their will to be vaccinated. And that's the origin of it. So you've had this sort of Gestapo-like politics surrounding vaccination that's highly unusual and with little sound reason because of the numbers of people who volitionally become vaccinated. The idea that a minority that refuses to ought to be persecuted and punished and that the science germane to their position should be deemed to be hokum when, you know, in reality there are serious questions associated with vaccines. It's no mistake that the federal government established a national fund to pay for vaccine victims. And serious scientists have, from the start, recognized that things can go dreadfully wrong with vaccination, and kids can suffer adverse effects, some mild, some significant, and some permanent injuries, and people have been paid by the federal government under this vaccine fund.
Over $3 billion have been paid out since 1986. I think it went into effect 87 or 88, but it's huge.
That's with rigid criteria to establish causality. So you've got a situation here where the harms are undeniable, and yet you have this mantra every year that comes year in, year out. But principally, whenever there's cold and flu season, you've got the government saying it's safe, go get vaccinated, you're irresponsible if you don't get your children vaccinated, and every year there seem to be more and more vaccines, as if humanity should have been extinct by now, given
sure.
The fact that for so many for millennia, we seem to have existed well as a people without vaccination. But nonetheless, we're told now that everyone needs somewhat 40 different vaccines, and oftentimes given to them within the first year of birth.
I mean, we're just Jonathan, listen to this new stat just came out recently. They found that of all the industrialized nations, the United States leads in infant mortality the first day of life. And you can combine every industrialized nation of the world, and we supersede them. And what do we do? What do we mandate for hospital births in the United States? A hepatitis B shot, which is a sexually transmitted disease, or if you're exchanging dirty needles. And you think about that, it's absurd.
It's insane. A circumstance that is likely to befall people decades later, when even the vaccine given at this infant to an infant, even if they're not harmed by it, the likelihood that it's going to perform any protective effects some 20 years later. I mean, please.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet, there is this. People become irate in the medical community, in the pediatrics community, particularly on the simple notion that someone might dissent from the full schedule of vaccinations.
Sure.
Look at you like you're a nut, like you're an alien from another planet. They treat parents like they should be considered dirt, and they have no compassion. It's just and the states push the mandate, and the federal government pushes the mandate, and California's gone nuts in requiring.
They lost
the
religious exemption. They've lost religious freedom in California, and they're trying to roll that elsewhere. And by the way, that National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the court, you have to petition. Thousands of cases were summarily dismissed because of the 2004 study, MMR, which now the senior researcher at CDC says it was a fraudulent study. So many thousands were wrongfully dismissed who had injured children due to the MMR that they dismissed because of the study that now we're finding out, according to a whistleblower from within CDC, suppressed data, trash data, so it would eliminate the link.
Right, and I understand, as we were talking before the program, that Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who's the head of the Government Oversight and Reform Committee, has been asked to hold hearings on this, and he certainly should. And I would hope you mentioned that some of his staffers are actually going to go see the movie Vaxxed.
Yes.
Which is presents a history of a documentary.
Of the CDC whistleblower, exactly. Very recent information, yes.
So perhaps that will result in some enlightenment there and cause him to do that. I know he has a lot on his agenda. I know he has a lot going on with his committee, but this is a critical issue. At some point, the lie of lockstep science, where no one can dissent. I mean, they're going after doctors. Any doctor who says, I'm not going to support vaccination, who's particularly pediatricians, they're threatened. If they make comments that suggest that they don't believe that vaccination is a good way to go, they're barked down by all these fascistic medical people and bloggers.
You're right, it is fascism.
And, oh, my goodness. You know, as a freedom of speech, there's no allowance for any freedom of speech in this area. Well, that's nonsense. In every area of science, there needs to be freedom of speech. And in this case, you've got the right of parents and children that are at stake, and to run roughshod over their rights and insist upon lockstep compliance.
Right.
Very few things in our history have been as draconian and as brutal an intrusion into individual liberty and autonomy than forcing people to be vaccinated. And yet, despite that, and despite the eugenics history that underlies vaccination in the United States, from Oliver Wendell Holmes, who was a massive eugenicist and who favored vaccination and favored sterilization of those he deemed unfit. This is the rise of fascism.
Medical fascism, and it's more like a religious fervor in, as you described this. And I want to think about this,
fanaticism.
Jonathan. Yes, it's fanaticism. Think about this, Jonathan. If 1 in 2, and it's going to be more than that, according to the predictions now, the rate of autism from 1 in 10,000 20, 30 years ago to now 1 in 45, they're predicting 1 in 2 by 2025 to 2032. And actually, a vast majority would be males over females. How are we going to have a standing army? if 50% to more of the American males have autism and are completely dysfunctional as adults. You think about that. Our own destruction, our own demise could come on this mandatory vaccine campaign that is eschewed real science because they've basically turned it into a religion.
Right. It's going to come back to bite them in a big way. I mean, we are going to see these tragedies, and we're going to see how anything like this, any dogma that must be accepted unquestioningly, mm-hmm. and where science is not allowed to evolve, is a very grave danger to society, because we depend upon the evolution of science to learn and grow. And you know, if we lock something in a 19th century model and insist upon it in perpetuity and create political structures that compel it, mm-hmm. we're doing a huge disservice fundamentally to freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom of choice, but also to the evolution of science. And when you don't take someone seriously who calls into question a medical procedure simply because you think that the medical procedure must be followed dogmatically, you're nothing more than a scientific fascist using government as a means to run roughshod both over the evolution of science. I mean, it's like Lysenkoism in communist Russia, former Soviet Union, where the state dictates the science, and where they said that evolution, where they, you know, called into question basic theories accepted around the world in the scientific community, they demanded that they not be allowed in Russia because Stalin and others bought into this notion that this scientist named Lysenko, who was politically preferred, ought to be favored. Well, that's what's happening here. We have a dogma that is politically preferred, and they're forcing the medical community to adhere to it, and they're ostracizing any doctor who dares dissent from it.
And this,
and that's
among
a
many,
bad situation, boy.
Yeah, and this among many reasons is why Hillary, in my mind, is the worst candidate. She is the biggest pharmaceutical stooge that has ever been foisted on the American public, coming now from the Democratic side. And she would absolutely do whatever they say in terms of these mandates and other things. And, again, we could say a lot about Hillary, and we may say more about it. But for me, that's number one on the list of why she is not qualified to be president. Maybe president of Merck, but not the United States of America. All right, folks, we got more Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Moore tonight. We got Norm Singleton joining us a little later from the Campaign for Liberty as well. Check out Jonathan E. Moore's website, emord, emord.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Liberty right here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world, the political world, the economic world, all of that in a good way. Jonathan E. Mord. The FDA Dragon Slayer. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton because she is so cocky and confident. She knows for a fact that she's not going to be indicted, Jonathan. So how can we be so wrong thinking that she will?
Well, she's living in a dreamland. she is so far wrong. She knows she's wrong. She's got a long history of distorting the truth. Here's the situation with Hillary. We've had over 150 FBI agents working on her emails. She has a massive amount. State Department said if they went through everything, it would be 75 years with the people they have, roughly five or six people, to go through all of that. Well, the FBI has had 150 people going through it. And they've gone through the emails. They've performed a number of interviews. They have granted immunity to some people. And they have the benefit, in addition, of the Inspector General report from the State Department showing that Hillary, on numerous occasions, was given direct notice that communications had to be kept along secure channels, particularly because of the threat of hacking was real. And she even signed orders to her underlings and all the State Department employees demanding that they follow official channels. But she herself had all of her emails circulated through a private server. Well, that included numerous highly confidential, top secret communications that involved both methods and operatives in the field. She apparently had all of that information coming to her. And through a private email server, and we also know that the FBI brought back from overseas a foreign national who hacked into her account and said that while he was in there, he'd seen evidence of multiple hacking incidents from other foreign countries, including Russia and China. So, The reality is that without question, she has been negligent sufficient to cause her to have violated the basic requirements of the Espionage Act, thereby committing numerous felonies. She may also be said, based on the evidence and what they've got from Pagliano, the guy who set up her private server, we may see direct evidence of intentional violation of the Espionage Act, which I think is quite probably likely. Mm-hmm. So we would have two grounds within the Espionage Act for prosecution of Hillary Clinton. We could rest alone on the negligence, but there's also this intentional activity. Then we also have the public corruption charges, and what they found there, I don't know, but if they find something there, that would add to the whole picture. All right, so James Comey's reputation is one of a person who is trusted as a law and order man. He balked the Bush administration when they were investigating Scooter Libby and refused to back down, insisting on prosecution, resulting in Scooter Libby going to jail. And he did that even though the attorney general of the time was pressing him to drop it. He's a person of integrity, and I think he's going to push for the indictment. It's going to go to Lynch, and Lynch will have a choice. Is she going to obstruct justice based on enormous evidence of law violation or fall on her sword for Hillary Clinton, or is she going to let it go? And I think she's going to let it go. And I also think that the White House is not interfering with her. And I also think that there's a distinct possibility that Barack Obama wants Hillary to be indicted. How's that?
Even so he's come out publicly
right.
for her. Wow.
Right. Publicly for her to keep her at bay and to keep her under the suspicion that the president is going to protect her. So she thinks that he's going to put the pressure on Lynch to stop the indictment from proceeding. When, in fact, he's not doing anything to stop Lynch. And Lynch will protect herself by ensuring that the indictment goes forward, and that will set up a scenario for Biden to step in,
which is what Obama prefers.
And they got to get Bernie out of the way. So they've pressured Bernie to concede to Hillary, and Bernie may well do that by the time of the convention. And then if at the convention or after the convention the indictment comes down. The superdelegates peel away. They look for someone, and Bernie's no longer in the direct picture. He's already conceded, they would hope.
Mm-hmm.
Then Biden parachutes in and comes through, and Obama claps loudly because he really can't stand Hillary Clinton.
How interesting.
And he can't stand Bill Clinton. So I think that that's a distinct possibility.
So they finally burned enough bridges, the Clintons, that they don't have friends in high places.
Yep.
Wow.
And I'll tell you one more thing. I mean, I know we've got Norm coming, but I've got one more thing to say on this that I think will be interesting.
Okay, when we come back, we'll follow up with Jonathan Emore, then we'll bring in Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We got lots of political healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we'll give you some updates on upcoming events and places and things you want to be and see, including a Constitution class with me, and who is it going to be? It's going to be Michael Badnarik. We'll talk about that as well.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatment? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. Just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, when it comes to health freedom and healing liberty and even political healing issues, the First Amendment live and well right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan E. Moore. Norm Singleton going to join us in just a moment from the Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan, though, one more perspective on the indictment potential of Hillary, because, again, a lot of the press is saying, oh, no, she's not going to get indicted. Of course, she believes she won't. What's Comey's perspective on this? Where's this thing going?
Well, I don't know what Comey's perspective is on this, but I do believe, based on his history, that he is likely to recommend indictment. And I think Lynch will let the indictment go to the bill for indictment go to the grand jury, and I think she'll be indicted. The real question is when Comey is going to act. And that decision, the timing of it, will very much determine the outcome of this election. And so it's in his hands. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's say that the Democratic National Convention is held and Hillary is nominated, and there has been, prior to that time, no indictment. But after she's nominated, a month or two into the campaign and the general election, the indictment comes out. And all the charges are seen by the public, and the foundational arguments for them are explained, and a prosecution is about to commence, and Hillary's people are scrambling to work some kind of deal out with the administration, which they could work out and pay money and so forth rather than be prosecuted and thrown in the clink. Now, what could well happen here is that the adverse effect of the indictment on proving that her statements, particularly the most recent one, that there will be absolutely no indictment, were false, will become grist for the mill and will cause her numbers to plummet. It'll also cause the Democratic establishment to start quaking, and it'll give Obama an excuse to push to stand down and to let Biden come in as the savior for the Democratic Party. So Biden, let's say Biden comes in, or let's say Bernie is the one that they choose, or whatever, that they're back in,
mm-hmm.
and that a large number of Democrats will vote for this other person rather than run the risk of having Hillary in the White House with these charges bent over her head, and the possibility that a sitting president would be impeached based on a conviction for violations of the Espionage Act. So they go to Biden, and at least some are attracted there, some are attracted to Bernie, and it splits up the Democratic vote, and then Trump comes in with a solid 40% and becomes president.
Right, and well, there's the Gary Johnson impact, too. That could be interesting this cycle. Norm Singleton, did Obama really, and was it a real endorsement of Hillary today? Is she the most qualified ever?
Well, that was a bizarre statement from someone who claims to be the genius and a constitutional law professor. So you would think that he would have, you know, mastery of.
And he also hates her, America, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, he doesn't like her. But I mean, where was Thomas Jefferson in the equation of most qualified?
Well, I was also thinking it's interesting because I today for Throwback Thursday, someone reminded me that in 2007 when his campaign was starting to catch gear, he called her Bush Cheney Light, and remember she ran on experience against him, and it didn't work. So you know, experience isn't necessarily the greatest. Thing to greatest selling point for her, and it was a very quick endorsement, and I don't know what President Obama and Bernie Sanders talked about. What I think is more interesting is on what you and Jonathan were just discussing is what did Obama and Loretta Lynch talk about after he put out his endorsement, because he is you know, she obviously could have some influence over this this case, and whether or not Hillary's indicted, what the FBI does, what the Justice Department does. She is everybody's boss in there. And as was brought, I don't know if you had talked about this in the first segment, but it was brought up today. How is a prosecutor supposed to take the case and move forward, knowing that he's going to get someone that his president, his ultimate boss, has said, "I want to be my successor," and it's just inappropriate. To do the endorsement right now, and I think it is clearly a desperate attempt, and probably from what we see, a failed attempt to placate Bernie Sanders and to send a message to him and his followers that, oh, you know, good job, guys, but it's over now. Fall in line between Hillary, and I don't mm-hmm. think that they are willing to do that. There was a Politico story this week, I don't know if you guys saw it, that suggested that Bernie's staff was actually leaking, saying that we're not the ones that are saying we're going to go to the convention and we're refusing to acknowledge that she has the delegates sewn up. It's actually Senator Sanders himself, who feels very bitter about the way he was treated by the establishment and the DNC, and he's the one who's pushing this to fight to the bitter end.
I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I will agree with President Obama about one thing, that Hillary Clinton is the most qualified to be president, except not of the United States, president of Merck Pharmaceuticals. Just want to make that clear, the distinction.
Well, that's interesting because something that we were talking about during the break that is, you know, her and her husband back in the 90s kind of presided over a rebranding of the Democratic Party. It started, of course, the groundwork was laid in the 80s after the Mondale debacle and the Dukakis debacle. A group called the Democratic Leadership Council, largely at the time, younger Southern Democrats, progressive, but didn't really hate the market. They kind of had this idea, I think, that we can use the market if we control it and don't completely destroy it. We can use it, we can actually use it to our benefit. We can make inroads into the financial class, into the corporate class, by playing the cronyism game, by playing the corporate welfare game. We can pick winners and losers, and we can regulate it, and that's how we'll instead of viewing businesses as the enemy, we'll view business as the partner, which is, I think, always has it's been done, but I think it was a little more blatant under Clinton and even under Obama. And part of that was we're going to moderate. We're not going to be as, you know, the unions won't get everything they want. They'll get a lot of lip service, but other than the NEA and the government unions, we're not really going to go to the mat for their policies. We're going to promote free trade. We're going to promote low taxes, balanced budgets, kind of a more fiscally responsible liberalism. Remember, it was Bill Clinton who said the era of big government is dead, and it was George W. Bush who brought back deficit spending. Now I think, and also on the social issues, while they were always pro-abortion and I'd say moderately pro-gay rights, you know, I think that people like I think Gary Johnson has a key point when he says he was out front, has been consistently more, him and other libertarians have been consistently more pro whatever you think of the that issue, pro-gay marriage than before the Clintons were. But they were also tough on crime, tough on welfare reform. And now you see kind of with the Sanders effect and even going back to the 08 campaign with Obama and a lot of what Obama did in his administration, it's almost a repudiation of Bill Clinton and at least and that part of his legacy that is about moving the Democratic Party to the center. And some of it as a libertarian I'm not unhappy with. I'm happy to see that Hillary is being forced to repudiate the super predator comment, being forced to repudiate the god awful crime bill. But I think that the fact that this Democratic Party is under Hillary and under Sanders' influence is turning towards protectionism, turning towards big government, adopting a point that the problem with Obamacare is that the government is not involved in enough.
Well, enough that's,
healthcare.
Dude, that's been the trend for 100-plus years, whether it be, unfortunately, administrations that bounce back and forth, but they haven't gotten the basis right as to how we got here, which is the point of, you know, political correctness. Let's just erase history because it offends some people. Well, if you don't know about history, you're going to do the same damn thing again, and that's what we're looking at here. Do we go down that road? I don't want to. Now, as far as big government conservatives, I don't know if you – what do you call Paul Ryan, Norm? Because Ryan's in there as Speaker of the House, and he's got a power grab that you wrote about in the Campaign for Liberty blog we have linked.
Yeah, I think Paul Ryan when he became speaker, like every speaker, he promised regular order and an open process. And now, because of one amendment by the Democrats that kind of spooked a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservative Republicans, it dealt with the kind of hot potato of the culture wars of the LGBT versus Christians, and it said freedom of conscience. It said that if you're a federal contractor, you have to give up your freedom of conscience as to who you hire and what your employment policies are. And it was debated, and it was passed, and some Republicans voted for it. And I think that some who normally support freedom of conscience and property rights might have voted for it because they think that there's a difference when you're talking about taxpayer money. But anyway, so after that passed, and it kind of did kill the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill, and it was considered a poison pill. Ryan is now looking to change the longstanding tradition of allowing an open amendment process to appropriations bills, where basically members could come to the floor of the House, write something out on a piece of paper, and it would be voted on. And the reason I think that libertarians and conservatives should be concerned about this is the way that we got votes. This is how Ron Paul used to get votes on things like getting out of the UN, defunding international family planning, rolling back FDA and other regulations. And leadership doesn't want to deal with this, and this is giving them a tool to take away our way of forcing them to do it.
Lovely, lovely. Well, listen, let's take a break. We'll be back with Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan Emord, emord.com. Remember his book, The Rise of Tyranny. We're living it, folks. Let's undo it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious.
Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scroll down in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, and you'll come to, of course, Jonathan Ebord, link to him, and Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, as well as a constitutional class we're going to be doing with Michael Badnarik here in the Orlando area, and that'll be July 9th. And the 10th, a limited number of people are going to join us on the outdoor range, and we're going to push the Second Amendment for all it's worth at the outdoor range. And you're going to be able to shoot things you never in your life thought you could shoot, including a 50 caliber Barrett. This is going to be fun. So we're going to get together for that. Those of you who are fans of Campaign for Liberty, 10th Amendment Center, you'll really appreciate Michael Badnarik's transporting us back to origin points of the Constitution. Having said that, Norm, Campaign for Liberty, and, of course, the perspective on Paul Ryan, what he's doing in Congress. Is there a litmus test as far as what he's done or doing?
I think we'll see the test of whether or not this is actually going to be used against the Liberty Movement as early as Monday when the Rules Committee considers amendments for the, I think it's the Commerce Justice State Appropriations Bill, because Thomas Massey and Zoe Lofgren, a progressive from California, are once again planning to offer an amendment that would forbid the use of our stolen taxpayer money to spy on us. Mm-hmm. And this has passed in the last couple of Congresses. It's been dropped in appropriations, but because it's opposed by the majority of leadership, and because it's controversial, because it does divide the Republican Party and it divides the conservative libertarian coalition, this is the type of thing that you could see them saying that, well, you know, we're not going to allow this because it's divisive, it's a poison pill amendment, and then we'll see. And of course, as I pointed out in my blog, the question that is, to me, it's not so much about Paul Ryan, because I actually don't think that he's going to abuse this system. And I should say that to people who are wondering, mm-hmm, why I keep referring to Paul Ryan when it goes through the Rules Committee, it's because the Rules Committee of the House is traditionally called the Speaker's Committee. It basically does what the Speaker asks it to do.
Norm, If Paul Ryan doesn't abuse it, who's speaker next?
Well, remember, that's the question, because remember in 2005, there was a lot of talk about filibuster reform and other things, because Republicans were thought that and Karl Rove and others were proclaiming a Republican dominance of the White House and Congress for a generation.
Yeah.
And as Dr. Phil would say, how did that work out to you?
See,
so
how well that worked out.
Be the next speaker, and what are they going to do with this?
Exactly.
You know, it's a very short-sighted. Any centralization of power in D.C. in the legislative branch is very short-sighted, because that could very well be used against you.
Evidence of major myopia on the Republican side as well as the Democrat side. Hey, Jonathan Emore, did you see this court ruling out of, was it the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court in San Francisco, about you don't have a right to keep and bear arms there?
Right, it's a disaster. And fortunately, it only applies to San Francisco. But it is a dangerous precedent arising out of a circuit court, a federal circuit court, which is one step below the Supreme Court, and it needs to be overturned. I don't know whether or not the composition of the court presently with 8 members, 4 conservative, 4 Democrats, is up to the challenge. I fear that if it goes to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court might actually affirm, or it might refuse to hear the case, in which case the Ninth Circuit decision would stand. But it is obviously the... You'll find nothing in the Constitution and the Second Amendment that would limit the right to bear arms to those who are not concealing their weapons. The right to bear arms has no such restriction upon it. It is your right, and the government cannot cabin your ability to hold a weapon, whether it's concealed or not. That's your right. You know, it's like you're allowed to speak, but only in, what do they call them, Norm? From
free speech zones.
It's free speech zones. You're only allowed to communicate in free speech zones. I mean, it's exactly comparable.
And here the government litmus is, well, let's see if you petition us and we feel like you might be in danger, then we'll give you your right. Which, how do you give you, this is horrible.
You can't allow a subjective determination to be made about the relative level of threat by government to determine whether you have a right or not. The right exists.
Yes.
It's against the government. It's a right. All of our civil liberties are designed to limit the power of government.
Mm-hmm. Well, as always, Jonathan, I appreciate your insight. Those of you who don't know about Jonathan Emore, that means you're new to this show as well. Go to emore.com. He's got a number of books I want you to read as well. Also, Norm Singleton, thanks for being with us from the Campaign for Liberty. We've got a lot more broadcast healing to
thank
go.
You.
But until next week in this particular time with Jonathan Emore, remember the power to heal, even politically. It's yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.